Fire Hatchery, it's The Coop, where we talk all things poultry and help some inspiring crazy chicken keepers and educating future flock owners. I'm your host Kendra, and on the show today, you'll hear how a Holram outbreak in the 1930s initiated a cooperative effort between state, federal, and industry leaders to form the National Poultry Improvement Plan, commonly referred to as NPIP. Together, new diagnostic technology and surveillance testing were developed to eradicate the disease. Today, the program has grown to encompass some of the most common poultry diseases in an effort to detect issues early and safeguard our poultry industry. In fact, the poultry industry is the only commodity group with a program like this, which has sparked inspiration for other industries like dairy and pork to develop similar programs. Now, whether you're a homesteader, breeder, poultry show enthusiast, or just buy eggs from the grocery store, you've been influenced by NPIP. In fact, if you've ever purchased birds from Meyer Hatchery, at checkout, you're always asked if you'd like to include an NPIP certificate. Every state has its own organization to help with testing and certification for the program. Local to the hatchery, a small group in Ohio is making a big impact on poultry farmers through consumer and educational programs with an emphasis on bird health. Today, I'm joined by one of those leaders, Jenna Greger, Bird Health Programs Manager for the Ohio Poultry Association. OPA is a nonprofit statewide trade organization that found its start in 1948, representing more than 600 Ohio egg, chicken, and turkey farmers. You may be familiar with OPA through their Ohio Egg Marketing Program or Ohio Turkey Council, as they work to exemplify the voice of hundreds of Ohio poultry farmers. So without further ado, Jenna is here to better help explain what NPIP means for you.
Every state requires you to be Plorum clean in order to show or sell. And so if you become NPIP, that means we have somebody that'll come out to your farm and they're going to do a test of your flock to make sure that you don't have Plorum disease. Then you get your official paperwork that you can give if you're going to be sending birds out of state to show that they're Plorum free, basically.
Now, is NPIP an optional program?
It is. NPIP is voluntary, and it is technically voluntary for everybody. So commercial producers, hatcheries, everybody. But because those states, they say it's voluntary, but it's kind of not really. Mm-hmm. Because states do have those requirements in place, if you were a hatchery or if you were selling or showing a lot, it would make it very difficult or impossible to do that if you don't have those Plorum clean papers.
So backyard flock owners, if you do plan to sell or are showing on a regular basis, the advantage to being NPIP certified is that you have one annual fee of $75 to $150 depending on your flock size, and that covers your entire flock. If you show once or are selling to an individual on a one-time basis, you can technically get these papers through a certified vet. However, finding a veterinarian who will work with poultry is a little more difficult, and the expense will likely be more. Not to mention, with the Ohio NPIP program, there's an added bonus.
In Ohio, we have also put in to our program the NPIP. We do an avian influenza monitoring program. So there's not an actual, for backyard flocks, avian influenza monitored status, but we get federal grants. We want to see if there's avian influenza floating around in the state anywhere. So when our authorized agents come out to get you NPIP certified, you're going to get tested for Plorum, and then you're also going to be tested for avian influenza, which it's just a nice, if we're going to catch something, we want to catch it early.
If someone is interested in becoming NPIP certified in Ohio, can you explain a little more thoroughly what that test looks like when an OPA tester arrives to the coop?
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody is interested in becoming NPIP certified, we have recently updated our website. So we do have more information on there. So it's ohiopoultry.org. There's a backyard flock tab. And if you click that, there's an NPIP tab. And you can actually, there's a link to a form right on the website. You can fill out some information. It goes directly to my email. So when I get those, I will send back some general information as far as explaining, we do have 3 authorized agents here in Ohio to test backyard flocks. And so they have their set client list that they do on rotation annual testing. Once you get on the program, you stay on the program. You're already in until you decide you don't want to for whatever reason. They'll call you when your year checkup is due. What they're going to do when they get to their farm, so they're going to dress up the full PPE gear. So they have their disposable coveralls. They make sure their cars are clean before they get there. Hairnets, disposable boots, all that. We want to make sure that our biosecurity is the best that we can do to make sure we're not taking disease from anybody's farm or bringing it from your farm, that type thing. We want to make sure we're not spreading disease. We have you fill out a contract. And that's just basically saying, again, the main thing, they'll point out the main aspects of it. But a big part of that is you'll follow the NPIP rules. You're not going to be bringing in non-tested birds into your flock. That's a big no-no. If we have done a flock test and then you bring in non-tested birds, who knows what you have then? So that voids your NPIP status. And then they'll go and you can take them to your flock and they'll test your birds. They can do the plorum testing, which is a plate test if you're not familiar with it. You'll have results within 5 minutes of them doing the test. So it's done right out in the field. So it's kind of neat to watch. So usually, again, we don't have many issues with that. Occasionally, one will pop up. If that's the case, they will do retests in the plate. Sometimes the antigen, which is required to do the plorum plate test, can go bad. And so we'll do a couple tests just to make sure, but usually, like I said, not an issue. And then they'll do the avian influenza test, which is like they use kind of like a big Q-tip and put it in the bird's mouth. And then they put it in, we have these little tubes of broth that they then send into the Ohio Department of Agriculture. And then you'll usually have those results back within a week. While the authorized agents are out there, some other things you can ask, you know, bird health questions. A lot of our authorized agents, they've been doing it for a long time. And biosecurity recommendations. If they see something that may help as far as prevent disease spread, they'll give recommendations on that as well when they're out there.
Sounds fairly painless with really quick results. Now, like we mentioned, every state is different. Ohio only requires the poll room clean to ship and show birds, but other states require AI testing and even permits. You can find a direct link to your official state agency on the MPIP website listed below in the show notes. Currently, Ohio has over 280 MPIP participants, with 40 tested as AI clean. Meyer Hatchery is proudly one of them, with the MPIP status of U.S. Polarum typhoid clean with the added classification of H5-H7 avian influenza clean and salmonella monitored. This status not only allows us to ship poultry across the United States, but also helps give you peace of mind knowing you're starting with a healthy flock. If you plan to sell poultry across state lines or show your birds, consider reaching out to your official state agency and join the National Poultry Improvement Plan. We hope this episode was informative, with a special thanks to Jenna from the Ohio Poultry Association for sharing her knowledge. See you all next week!